The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Radio 92.3 and 4, Renew Local Dependable. Good morning, it's Monday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And uptown girl, downtown girl, all around the town girl, Christine Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty, and the Leavenworth team is here this morning with us. This should be your theme song.
I love it. I love it. I remember in fifth grade, we did an oldies play, and this song was in it. And
I've always loved
that song. What's so funny, though, is like the music I grew up to is now probably the oldies.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, I remember the video with Christine Brinkley when they were married. You know,
and yes.
You kind of look like Christine Brinkley.
That's a nice compliment.
Yeah, she's a beauty. So how are you? Did you have fun this weekend?
I did. All the Blue Angels fun.
I saw your post.
Yeah, we had a great time with it. It's such a special time for Pensacola.
Oh my gosh,
it really is.
Yeah.
And as I was saying, this is typically a slower time of year because you have 4th of July, people are traveling and whatnot, and they kind of just keep that mentality going through Blue Angels, saying,
sure,
you know what, we're going to just kind of take these 2 weeks off. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of that. So hopefully things pick up a little bit. But what's the weird time of year is once the kids go back to school, your focus shifts as well, going,
sure,
all right, hey, kids go back to school, let's get back to life. So we kind of see a lull around this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once maybe after Labor Day, we see it pick up a little bit until about Thanksgiving.
That makes a lot of sense. We're talking with Christine Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty. She is a realtor and she is an expert on this community and the real estate market. So this is your chance. If you've got questions, maybe you've been thinking about buying, thinking about selling, now is the time to ask those questions so you get a real sense of what's happening in our market. 850-437-1620. Text it in this morning because I know she would love to be able to answer those questions.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the questions. After a fun weekend, now you're like, oh gosh, okay,
reality
now back
sets
to
in.
Life. Maybe Christina can answer some questions for me.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of that. I was listening to some news reports as we came in, and
mm-hmm,
there are several markets, like the Tampa market, the Orlando market, where we are seeing new listings slow down, where it's down about 14%.
Really?
And this is important to watch because we think that there might be more stability in the market, so there won't be so many homes listed.
Because mm-hmm,
right now, we have kind of a lot of inventory.
That's what I was hearing. I was going to ask you about that. Is that true? There's a lot of inventory.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of inventory. The homes that are just in perfect condition and in a great location and priced right, those are still selling very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But those are far and few between where you're seeing that because people are still wanting those other prices. But hopefully a lot of our sellers are hearing us out saying, hey, like, here's your competition. It's sitting. We should probably be a little bit lower than that in price.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're listening to our guidance, their homes move. But a lot of people want to set their price. They don't want to vacuum. They don't want to do all the little things to get top dollar. So that's where we see that. So hopefully what we end up seeing is just more of a balanced market.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that might be coming soon because people aren't going to do the whole like, hey, I'm just going to throw it out there and hope to get a price. The people selling truly need to sell and the buyers really need to buy. So that's a good market to be in.
Right. Do you think people are holding back a little bit because of the sort of ambiguity about interest rates right now?
No, I think people are used to the new normal,
okay,
to be honest with you. I have a lot of even just like good friends of mine, mm-hmm, that have called in the past week and just due to life situations, maybe they're thinking about another baby or they're thinking about where their kids are going to go to school. They're just ready. And the 7% interest rates don't really scare them. They have gotten so much equity on their current homes. And
right,
they know that. And they are like, man, we were lucky to get these 2.5-3% interest rates. So then if you look at like a 7%, if you kind of just average it out, if you keep both, then you're at a 5%, which
mm-hmm,
is nice and normal. So a lot of people are just used to the new normal. And it's really about your payment.
Right.
And I was talking to a friend yesterday. And this is why it's so important to really work with a realtor that understands all these things. She was saying, hey, like, I'm expected to get a really big bonus in January. Like, I'd prefer to wait until then. And I was like, I don't know if this home is going to still be on the market. So we were talking it through, and I reminded her, I go, you can always add that money later. It's called recasting a loan.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
So if you only have 3% or 5% to bring down at the time being, but yeah, you get a big bonus at the end of the year or maybe some sort of inheritance, you can bring that money later, and then they recalculate your loan.
Oh.
So rather than it just going to principal, they go ding, 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 mm-hmm. and they go, okay, here's your new payment, and it's called recasting, and most people, it's like $250 to do it, or if you let your lender know early on, you can negotiate that in, saying, hey, here's my situation, or if you have a house to sell and you're going to get that money later, if you can make it all work right now type of thing.
I didn't know that was available. Yeah. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's okay. A really cool thing where you recast it. So that's something, if there's a will, there's a way, if it makes sense for that person. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's like, don't let that in your mind go, oh, well, I can't do it until now. Well, now might be a good time because you might get that better deal. Because mm-hmm. once interest rates go down and once more people are looking at the market, that is when you're going to be paying higher prices. You're going to see multiple offers. And that's not fun for anybody.
Right.
Except
right.
for the seller. It's pretty fun for the seller. It's super fun. It's super
not
fun.
Not for the buyer.
It's super
so
fun
much.
When you're on the listing side yeah. and you have the seller.
That's right.
Back in that market, it was a blast. It's like, I have 20 offers on
oh
your home.
Oh my gosh.
And
wow.
then they were overwhelmed going, did we underprice it? I'm like, no, we priced it perfectly in this market. Like mm-hmm. you got more money. You got great terms. That was a super fun market to be in, but we're not in that market anymore.
Okay.
However, though, I mean, we do see multiple offers still popping up every now and again. Mm-hmm. But again, it's that perfect trifecta where they really priced it right. It's gorgeous inside.
Right.
Gorgeous, where people are willing to pay a premium. And it's in a great location.
Okay. Talking with Christina Leavenworth, if you've got a real estate question, 850-437-1620. Text it in this morning because this is the expert panel and she is our real estate expert.
Yes. You need some real estate advice in your
She's
life on a Monday morning.
Yes.
To make if you're going on vacation, you know you and your spouse are going to start talking about your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
We can get you all the answers.
She's a dream maker yeah. right here.
And a lot of people too don't realize this. So a lot of people think they have to sell their home in order to buy the new home.
Talk about that a yeah. little bit, because that's something that I was having a discussion with someone this past weekend about that, actually.
And I hear them say this all the time. So what a lender does, if you're planning on moving into the new home as your primary, mm-hmm. they'll do a rent assessment on your home saying, okay, your payment is $1,500. It looks like you can get $2,000 a month. And it pretty much just swipes that debt clean from you. Mm-hmm. So you can go buy that other property. That being said, you probably do need some money as a down payment, but your home is a bank.
Like right.
View your real estate as that is your bank, and you're probably sitting on equity. So you could pull from that home as a down payment if mm-hmm. you feel okay with that leverage. But again, they do that rent assessment, so you don't have to do that. Or you get the new home and you go, I really don't like this idea of renting. It's not renting as quickly as I want. It's stressing me out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can sell it later. So it gives you more options so you're not as stressed out.
Right, right. No, that makes a lot of sense. On the flip side of someone, say, that's bought a home and now they're finding that their life circumstances have changed. And so talk a little bit about refinancing.
Yeah, you can always refinance and pull some money out. Again, that is your bank account. If
right.
you're sitting on equity, you can pull it out. And I lean more conservative on not being over leveraged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anyone being like, oh my gosh, I'm house poor, I'm overwhelmed here. But if you're in a certain financial situation where you can make that money work for you, it really helps. A lot of people right now, refinancing doesn't make sense because they're on a low interest rate.
Right, of course.
So if they refinance, they're going to have to do that. But they can also do a HELOC where they pull out a line of credit out of their home so they still keep that low interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
A HELOC is cool.
Say what define
yeah,
a HELOC.
Yeah,
we use the acronyms.
I know. It's a home.
It happens to me all the time.
I know. It's a home equity line of credit. And what's really cool about this is you don't pay anything if you don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pulled out $50,000 and it's just sitting there with a $50,000, you're not paying a penny. It's just there kind of for a rainy day.
Right.
But whenever you use it, you pay interest only on the portion used.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to be very good at self-regulating to pay that back.
Right.
And have a plan. But that's a way you could do it and you still keep the low interest rate on your house.
Mm-hmm.
That home equity line of credit, you're going to have a higher interest rate on based on however much you pull out.
Okay, that's helpful.
So we love talking to people about all these things just
mm-hmm.
so they know. Or if they come to us and go, oh, just like, I hate my kitchen. Da 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 da. sometimes we're like, well, do you like your house though? They're like, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what if we like help you just figure out how to make your kitchen better?
There you go.
If that's your problem, we can help you do that. And here's how you could do it versus all the stress of moving. We can get you this small loan and then get a plan to pay it back. And we don't get paid anything on that. It's just
I was
going to
say,
people.
That's awfully nice
we're
of you
We're just helping people.
Yeah, that's and, awfully nice of you to go over those options with
yeah,
someone.
Yeah, and let them know, because at the end of the day, if they really don't want to sell their house and it's just because of one thing, it's not going to be a good process. Not for them, not mm-hmm. for us, not for the buyer, because we don't have a highly motivated seller.
Right.
Because if it's just over a few things that annoy them, they might go, you know what? I kind of just want to stay in my home. And then we've all done all this work
right.
for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, no, that makes
so
sense.
Really identifying their goals to help them get there.
Okay. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Christina Leavenworth, Levin Rinke Realty. Definitely send a text in if you've got a question. I actually had a conversation again this weekend. We were talking about real estate. I'm not sure why. During the Blue Angels.
People love to talk about it.
Well, what came
so
up
fun.
Was condos, because we were yeah. talking about people had condos on the beach.
Of course. Perfume,
you know,
like,
watching this.
You're like, I want a condo.
I want a condo.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's some interesting, I'm hearing different things about the condo market and what's happening. Talk a little bit about that, because it is somewhat confusing.
Yeah, we have a lot of inventory as far as condos. HOA fees have gone up drastically. Since
that's
Hurricane
true.
Sally. And then also due to that condo collapse in South Florida, mm-hmm. a lot of things were restructured as far as making sure there's enough money in reserves, making sure that the buildings are as strong as they really need to be. So we've just seen a lot with that happen. So with the combination of interest rates, prices, and the HOAs, it makes it not the most advantageous for an investor.
Right.
So a lot of times our condo buyers were investors
mm-hmm.
where they were saying, okay, as long as I break even, maybe make a little money, I can use this a little bit during the year. It was a win for them. But now they don't cash flow anymore.
Mm.
So somebody buying it to live in it, that still exists and people enjoy that quite a bit. But we've lost a lot of our investor pool.
Interesting. Because I'm hearing there's more condos on the market now as a result.
There is. Prices, I think, are just going to have to adjust. Mm-hmm. And that is how, you know, economics work. Prices will have to adjust where it makes sense. And then we can get those investors back in.
Okay. We got a question that just came in from one of our listeners. It was back to a conversation we were having previously. Does a house have to be paid off to get a HELOC?
No. No. So you can get it off of your equity.
Okay.
So they're looking
so
at
what
your
you've
equity.
Paid into it.
So if
so
you
far.
Bought a home for $100,000 and not even paid in, and it's now worth $250,000,
mm-hmm.
because they'll do an appraisal.
Aha.
They will do an appraisal to look at that. And then that's how they're going to determine that. And then they'll go, okay, yeah, you can take this amount. They typically want there to be a certain amount as far as how much you've paid in versus mm-hmm. not. So if you just got real lucky. Well, they want your ratios to be good. So honestly, if it's even gone up in value, if you owe $100 and it's worth $250, they're going to let you take some out. They're not going to let you take it all out. But yeah, you can still do that.
So is it based solely on what you have invested in your home? Or do they also take into consideration your current credit score and all the other aspects?
Yes.
Okay, so
they
that's
do
all
look,
included
they
too?
They do look into all that. So they run your credit and then they are going to have an appraiser come out there to make sure your home is worth a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And that is based off your value a lot. It's based mm-hmm. off your value and then what you owe. And I have tons of resources. They can always text us, 850-378-1260. Text or call that number, and we'll connect you with one of our lenders. And a lot of them can be done in just a couple of days.
Okay.
They can be done very fast on the HELOCs. Mm-hmm. Some, if it's a lower amount, and it's very easy. So that sometimes they do computer valuations. And if you have a home that is in, you know, a subdivision where it's real easy to figure out value, and you have some decent equity, and you've paid it down,
mm-hmm.
they'll be able to do that really quick. If you have a little bit more complicated of a deal, they might need to get that appraiser out there.
Okay. And does it cost anything
initially?
Have some fees. About what would it be?
I'm not really sure off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I know that like the appraisals are usually around $500 or $600. And then there's going to be some origination costs. So I would say it'd probably be a couple grand.
Okay.
And I think that they can wrap it in when they do this. Definitely talking to the lender is the best bet, but there's options there.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for sending that question. And if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. One of the things that I've had comments on about our show and talking together, people appreciate that advice for first-time home buyers and sellers.
Yes.
And so maybe talk a little bit about that this morning too,
yeah.
because now I would think, I could be wrong, since it is sort of slow right now, would be a good time to fix up your home to get ready for a sale, or if you're going going to buy, to look at your credit, see what you need to do.
Yes. And I tell everyone that if it's even anywhere in your mind, let's get you prepared. Mm-hmm. Let's get you ready. So if you do see something, the worst thing is you go, oh my gosh, I love this house, I want to buy it. And then we go look at it, you get your hopes up, and then you find out like, oh man, this isn't going to work for us. So having those conversations with maybe your accountant or a lender to know where you're at. And same thing for a seller, like mm-hmm. to asking me, oh my gosh, I need to sell my home tomorrow, so I buy this one. Still just not a great experience for anyone.
Right.
And we would rather get you to be able to say, here's your timeline. And when mm-hmm. we meet with them, we say, okay, we're going to get your home listed in February. And I did this last year with a home on the beach. And throughout the way, she's like, Christina, do you have a roofer? Do you have a this guy? And I got them all these people where they could do it in their own time. Mm-hmm. And we listed it February 15th. This was a multiple offer situation. We ended up getting it and having the time to do it. Versus,
sure.
again, like, oh my gosh, now we have to do all this. And then trying to get contractors to come mm. on a timely basis. It's impossible.
Right.
Just like come to terms with that. And I think that'll make you have less stress.
Don't have expectations.
Yeah. Don't expect them to be 15 minutes early and come in, you know, under the quote.
Yeah. That, no.
It never works
and
that
finish
way.
On time.
And
sorry.
Finish on time. It never works that way. So again, if we have time, it makes everything just less stressful. But yeah, it's a great time just to get ready and really look into all that. But if first time home buyers, there's tons of down payment assistance programs. If you tell me you want to buy a house and you don't have much money and it makes sense for you, mm-hmm. again, never wanting to put anyone in a bad financial situation,
right?
We can get you in a home for zero down.
That's
we really
fantastic.
Can. We really can, between getting closing costs covered, getting you in a home where, you know, it's a zero down type of product. We can do that. You might have to give up the location. You probably won't be in East Hill doing mm-hmm. this, mm-hmm. but we can definitely do that.
Okay. We've got another question that's come in from a listener. Have you ever worked with someone that was trying to do a self-directed Roth IRA purchase of investment property, like maybe a duplex
yeah.
or something like that? I've looked it up on the internet. It looks like it's kind of problematic. What would you say?
We've been able to do it, and it's really best working with a lender that specializes in it. So we didn't have much to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
They went through their financial guy.
Okay.
They went through their financial guy, and then he got everything he needed to the title company,
mm-hmm.
and it worked out really, really well. But again, like we aren't real involved. We get a proof of funds showing that they have the cash to do it. So if you're managing your own finances, that might be a little more difficult. So you just need to make sure that you dot every I and cross every T, because they're going to really look at that. And I believe some of our title companies could really help them with that, because we do a lot of 1031 exchanges. That's where you sell a home and you have a very big gain
mm-hmm.
and you don't pay capital gains taxes on it. And then you have to reinvest it into a product.
Gotcha.
And it's pretty quick and it's pretty complicated. So I could explain that more in detail if anyone was interested. But the self-directed IRA, I think same sort of thing. The paperwork has to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a title company could help you with it. And I have a few I could recommend that I think probably are better with that. And again, 850-378-1260. And I could say, hey, try these two people because they work mostly with investors.
Okay,
so
good.
So that it's not their first rodeo.
Right. You really need someone that knows the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Plus, with all the laws changing recently and so many different
Yeah, I mean, and
new
that's
rules,
something
new
investors.
Laws. A lot of things changed out July 1st.
Yeah, the big, beautiful bill for investors.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is way complicated and over a lot of heads, but they made a lot of changes that are very advantageous to investors when it comes to tax savings.
Oh, good.
So I do think that we might see some investors come out and go, all right, like, I don't really like that price, but the tax savings are so great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for it.
Okay.
Because people that are high income, or if they are investors, their accountants are telling them, hey, you need to buy like 2 or 3 properties by the end of this year.
Mm.
If you want to, you know, do the best you can on paying less taxes. Let's be honest. I think that's what most people want.
Right. Right. Okay. So thank you. That was from Ozzy. Thanks, Ozzy, for sending that in. 850-437-1620. There's still time for more questions. I find all this fascinating because I have such a limited knowledge. I mean, I'm just going to own it about buying and selling. And then when we start talking about all these details and the titles and the, I mean, you really have, your team really does know their stuff.
We do. And that is what we really trust people. We recommend people to trust, and you have to trust the process.
It's intimidating.
It's intimidating, but and we know what we're doing and we know the contracts, like the back of our hands. You have to trust the process. And I understand like you want answers yesterday.
Right.
But on the 4th of July, when we need to get 17 quotes for your repair request, that's going to take a couple of days. And our contract provides for there to be 10 days to get the quotes. And we're getting them as soon as we possibly can, but it's just part of the process. And I had sellers recently where, you know, oh my gosh, like they're going to nickel and dime us. I'm like, no, no, no. Like, let's just get through this process. I've got you. Like, you have to trust that I've got you. We're going to do the absolute best we can here. And we closed and it was great. And that's just, that's one of my favorite phrases is you need to trust the process. Okay. You need to trust it.
Got you another question for you from Michael. He's asking, is adding a, and I like this, really small pool a good idea?
I love a pool.
Yeah,
and
a really small pool
at our house. It's a cocktail pool. That's what people pretty much call it.
Oh, how fancy.
We have a pool, but people really just want to cool off. They want to cool off and they want that option. I always tell people, add the pool for you. Because it's going to, like, the small pool is not going to cost you that much less than a big pool, honestly, because they're coming in if you're doing gunite and all that stuff. So I would go a little bigger if you can. If you just, if it's due to your setbacks and everything, I'd still add it. People love it. So
does it add value to the property?
It definitely adds value. Appraisers don't give it as much value as I think the people do, but that's where you need someone like us to really work with the appraiser and be like, hey, here's their bill. This is what they actually paid for the pool. I do find homes with pools sell faster.
Interesting.
Even though you can add a pool to just about any property, it's really overwhelming for people. A, their backyard's going to be torn up for a while.
Right.
B, they're going to have to either get a loan for it or pay cash. They don't know how much it's going to cost. And people like things that are turnkey and ready to go. They want to buy that house. And then, like, again, that's why these homes that look perfect and have all the bells and whistles, they sell very quickly versus the ones that don't. If it's like, oh, I have to add a pool, I have to get quotes, well, I have to get my three kids into school and get all their school supplies, then it's like, you know what? Yeah. We don't even want to do this.
Yeah.
And that's what we see sometimes.
Well, and one of the things that you've mentioned before that your team does so well is preparing that home for sale. Once you've made that decision, you've got a whole team that kind of, I love when you talk about this, because you've got a whole team that puts the look together for the photos and for when people are touring your home. Talk about that a little too.
We really do. We have the magic white quilt.
I love that. I'm dying to see this thing.
It's nothing that special. It's just white and clean, and it just shows no lines or bumps. Because if you have a comfort and it's all like lumpy looking, it doesn't look good in pictures. It doesn't.
So, even though it's grandma's old quilt, it might not be the best look.
No. And
I have a lot of those.
Like,
by the way,
I honestly have like a standard operating procedure for the entire team on how photos need to be, where it's like, okay, the most amazing photo of the house. If it's the pool, we start with that one. If it's an amazing kitchen, we start with that. Then we go to one of the outside. Then we pick another area. And then we eventually lead them through the home in a very systematic way, because people don't have patience. Everyone scrolls in seconds.
Sure.
So you need to capture them within the first five photos to really get them to actually read your description. You'll be lucky if they read it.
True.
So we are really strategic and sometimes making things bold and just really trying to capture people's attention, because it's so hard these days.
Well, I know what my home looks like, and I've been looking at the same things for, you know, however many years. So to have somebody with fresh eyes come in and go, I know you love that piece, but we may want to do this with it. Like, you're bringing a whole new look that you know what the buyers are looking for.
Yeah, and we've even one home, they couldn't sell it. It was on the market for 6 months. They call us and we said, can we have a tough conversation? We're like, you need to change your paint.
Yeah.
And it was like a pale yellow. It was fine.
Sure.
But we feel very strongly about this. And so we got a quote, and it was a big house. It was $2,500 to repaint the entire home. Their home sold in 2 weeks.
No kidding.
And we just changed it to a soft, creamy white. And the woman at first, she's like, but my paint. And her husband looks at her and goes, what color is the paint of your new home? She goes, white. And then the kids and everything were like, don't move now. It's so cute. Because we took down all the clutter off the walls. And again, just, it's so great when you get sellers that get it. She's like, oh my gosh, it was so cluttered.
Right. You don't even see it because you've lived in it for so long. Yeah.
And
you have blinders on.
And then when she saw what we did, she's like, oh, man, this looks so much better.
I just want you to come to my place and just clean it up.
Yeah. We work with people all the time and we'll say, let's get down all the family photos and things like that. But anyways, call us 850-378-1260. This was fun.
Okay. Website.
Just Google Christina Leavenworth. It all comes up. That's the easiest thing.
Okay. There you go. Facebook, Instagram. She's got all the social media. Does the best posts ever. Because I see your stuff all the time. So Christina Leavenworth, Leavenworth Ranky, thank you so much for being here this morning. This is Pep Talk. We will be back with you again right after the news on News Radio. Thanks, Christine.